Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, LeMay. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. LeMay is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. One out. Frank Bowling batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zimmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Aaron moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards second. Zimmer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Aaron moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman scores. Bausch moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bausch scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Kindle. The throw from Torre and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McMillan is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burdett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1-0. May is 0-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bowling is 0-1 in the game. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Matthews is 0-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Aaron is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ashburn is 0-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zimmer is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Adcock is 0-1 in the game. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Torre is 0-1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adcock moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McMillan is 0-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer misplays the ball. That's an error on Zimmer. Adcock scores. Torre moves to third. McMillan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burdett is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burdett hits a line drive towards third. Santo catches it and steps on third to double up Torre. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauschi for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Bertel reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Braves. Frank Bowling batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling is hit by the pitch. Jim Brewer now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Banks. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Aaron goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Braves. Bob Anderson now pitching. Andre Rogers now playing shortstop. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adcock moves to third. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burdett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Braves. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Zimmer moves to second. It's 7-5, Braves. Don McMahon now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Aaron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adcock moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Adcock moves to third. Torre moves to second. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McMahon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. the Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Zimmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0-0. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bowling bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Adcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Torre is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adcock moves to second. Al Spangler pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McMillan is 0-for-4 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Torre moves to third. It's 8-5, Braves. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McMahon is 0-for-1 in the game. McMahon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torre scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 9-5, Braves. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1-2. May is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer catches it and throws to first to double up McMahon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing left field. Frank Thomas now playing first base. Bob will pinch hits for Dick Burkell. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Will for the out. One out. Billy Williams pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ashburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.